Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Fred Jackson and Ray Pritchard, and now joining us in studio is Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
And as we said earlier, Ray is experiencing some fall-like temperatures there in Kansas City. What is it, Ray?
It is 72 degrees.
Wow.
Going all the way up to 75 today.
So nice.
It's more like September weather.
Yeah, that is September. That's.
What's for dinner, Ray? I'm coming up.
Come on.
We're gonna have right?
Pizza and a party,
there
right?
You go.
So, yes, some of the thanks Canada, right, Fred?
That's what you said. That's
right. Some places experiencing some fall-like weather.
Tim, you haven't mentioned it yet. The NFL starts tonight.
That's right. Yeah,
preseason.
Yeah, is it the game in Canton, Ohio?
That's right.
Hall of Fame game.
The Chargers and the Detroit Lions.
So football season's right around the corner.
Come on, football.
It's a sign of fall.
Yeah. Mm. Can't wait.
Raiders are first place in the AFC West. I got to tell you.
My favorite sport is college to watch on TV is college football.
Oh, yeah.
To me,
well, that's not too far away either, is it?
No, it's about 3 weeks away, maybe.
Yeah. When's the first college football game? Is that?
Tell us here.
You know that a big game week one in college football is Texas and Ohio State. They're like playing.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Columbus, I think.
Oh man.
College football. I'm typing in college football week one.
I can tell you.
Arch Manning making his start at the
that's
in
true.
Columbus. Wow.
I guess really? Defending national champions.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, that'll be watched all over the country by millions and millions and millions of people. But that's week one. I'm not sure what week that is because there's a couple of different week ones. But
I've got all the top 25 games.
Week zero. You got when?
So you want to know when? Which game is it you're looking for?
Well, Ohio State, Texas. What day do they play?
On Saturday, the 30th. That's
August 30th?
August 30th.
Hmm. Okay.
At 11 in the morning at Ohio State.
4 weeks away.
11 in the morning.
Well, 11 here at our time.
Seems Saturday. Like that ought to be a nighttime.
That needs to be prime time.
Okay, I'll tell them.
I don't understand that.
I'll tell them.
You need to tell them also. It'll be hot then anyway. Of course, they won't bother people.
Alabama opens up with Florida State, and Air Force is now in first place in the Mountain West.
Hey,
because they haven't played
Falcons. Yet. It's always hope.
All right. Anyway, college football right around the corner. Steve, what's your first story?
I got some really tragic news out of the Democratic Republic of Congo. There is some ongoing persecution of Christians. In fact, it's a massacre of Christians. 49 were killed in a church by an ISIS-type terrorist group that is called the Islamist Allied Democratic Forces. They came into this church and they started beheading
in the Congo, which is a country in the middle of Africa,
right in the middle, yeah,
of Africa. And so this happened a few days ago, right?
This happened Sunday, and some of these this is not the first attack. Some of people were in this town where they came, having fled this group in other places, so they've been going at it for a while. But this is a horrific attack. Just the graphic nature of how they, what they caught.
You don't hear much news about it though.
No one's talking about it.
It's not when Muslims in Africa attack Christians, it gets almost no coverage.
Yes.
If the Israelis, are responsible for a bombing and it gets international, not a bombing, but
headline.
Fighting Hamas and somebody dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes international news. Why is that, Fred?
Well, I was just going to say too, yes, the legacy media doesn't cover this, but it's the reason why American Family News exists, because we cover these stories.
Right.
And we talk to the missionary groups that support these people, because we want to draw attention to it. there are Christians that are suffering out there. You know, we have it pretty good in this country. And sometimes we forget, we give our money to missionary outlets and that kind of thing. But we need to be telling people that these are folks that are giving up their lives because they've accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and they're living amongst people who hate them for that.
Yeah, the persecution by the Muslims against the Christians in, would you call it Northern Africa, or would you call it Central to Northern?
Central Africa, really.
That's right. Been going on for decades, though, right?
It has been, and, you know, there's a story on Fox News about this and the pictures of the of what these jihadists did. They hacked people. They came in the name of their religion, in the name of Islam. They came in and attacked the Christians, exactly as you said, Fred, because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And wow, it's just okay. Just one sentence here. One sentence. It says, 9 of those who were decapitated were children. That's out of 49 who were brutally murdered for their faith. But we haven't heard.
One other thing, then, Chris, I know that Steve wants to comment. We're just making this is a tragedy, and we ask you to pray for these people in the Congo who are the Christians. Had this been any other group of people slaughtered like this, it would have been news all over the world. There's been some news coverage of it, don't get me wrong, but very not as much. If it had been any other group, if Christians, quote, and I don't think Christians are capable of this, real Christians, but had they decapitated 49 Muslims somewhere in the world, you would hear about it.
Yes.
Because it'd be the MAGA beheads, that's what they would say. You know what I'm saying? They would say the colonists, the white supremacists, and all that. So even though here you're talking about these people are the same ethnicity, it's just they're different religions. Go ahead, Steve.
Henrietta Blythe, who's the CEO of Open Doors UK, which is following this, said the Islamists are attempting to create a caliphate within its strict Islamic laws in a country that is 80 to 95% Christian. And this is her quote, "Christians are not even sleeping in their houses at night. They would rather sleep in the jungle at risk of wild animals than be sitting ducks in their houses when an extremist attack in sub-Saharan Africa," and that's where a lot of this stuff is going on.
Right.
In sub-Saharan Africa, we think more than 16 million Christians have been displaced as a result of the violence. The church is on the run. Christians are snatching up their children and running for their lives, often at night.
Yeah. To your point, Fred, about it being dangerous.
Yes, it is.
In many parts of the world, many parts of, certainly in Africa. You're listening to Today's Issues. Next story, Steve.
Well, let's talk about a conflict that's much less serious, but still kind of, Donald Trump has picked a fight with a couple Republicans. They're trying to figure out why. Donald Trump is upset with Josh Hawley, and Donald Trump is upset with Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley, a 91-year-old Republican senator, for two different reasons. But
from Iowa, and Chuck Grassley, Iowa. And Josh Hawley from Missouri.
From Missouri, right. So he doesn't like Chuck Grassley because Chuck Grassley is in charge of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Donald Trump wants what's known as the blue slip law or rule to be overridden. Blue slip means if you have a nominee and someone from that nominee's home state, if the opposing party has a reason, any reason, it's like a preemption of the jury, they can put this blue slip in and it will stop the nomination right in its tracks until the blue slip.
It can usurp the successful. Democratic process.
It sure can. And Donald Trump wants that done away.
I don't blame him.
Well, he might have a reason, although Republicans have used it to good effect as well.
Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense that somebody can, one senator can stop a nomination of anybody by just because they feel like it.
That's the same.
Because they're from his state.
That's the same thing, though, as the filibuster, is one senator can stop just about anything in the Senate. But Donald Trump called Chuck Grassley a rhino, sneaky, standing in the way of his agenda.
Sneaky?
Yep. true social, and he'll say anything there.
But Senator Grassley, he's 91, right?
Yes, sir.
He's been Fred, you were saying you were disappointed in Trump doing this, right?
Well, he's a dear man, 91 years old, and he is a conservative.
Right.
And I mean, most, you know, Donald Trump did very well in Iowa in the last election. And I'm sure Grassley was out there supporting him. It is a side of Donald Trump that a lot of people are very uncomfortable with, because if he doesn't like something, he makes it personal against the individual. And as Steve mentioned, Trump is also upset with Senator Josh Hawley.
Why?
Well, Senator Josh Hawley, have a listen to this, folks. He's putting forward a bill that would forbid members of Congress playing in the stock market while they're in office. And Senator Josh Hawley has...
To prevent insider trading.
Insider trading. And Senator Hawley now has, he wants to include the vice president and the president, that they can't play around in the stock market while they're in office. Well, President Trump is very upset about that. He says, no, you know, that elected officials should be allowed. Now, we've talked about this through the years. Nancy Pelosi and her husband have done very well in the stock market. And there have been allegations that she has used inside trading in order to make their millions. But now President Trump has become very nasty against Senator Hawley over this.
And what do you call him a name? That's unusual for Trump.
He's playing right into the dirty hands of Democrats. It's a great bill for her and her husband, but so bad for our country. I don't think real Republicans want to see their president, who has had unprecedented success, targeted because of the whims of a second-tier senator named Josh Hawley. This was because it was called the Pelosi Act. He had to change the name.
Second
tier.
He's calling Josh Hawley a second tier.
He was calling Josh Hawley a second tier. Now,
why? Is he? Are we sure Trump doesn't drink?
Yeah.
Are we sure? Because he says he doesn't, but he sounds like he does.
Little update on this. Josh Hawley sat down with the president, came away saying they had a nice little chat. But this is what the president, this is what Josh Hawley said of that meeting. He and I had a nice visit this afternoon, and he reiterated that he is in favor of a stock ban for members of Congress, that he wants to see it passed. He thinks we need to move full speed ahead on members of Congress, but not necessarily on the executive branch.
Okay, well, this is kind of the... All right, I understand the... there's two stories here. There's Trump calling Grassley and Hawley names.
Yeah.
That's what Trump does. He becomes a fifth grader sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the idea that... what Hawley's trying to do is pass legislation that says congressmen and senators and a president or vice president cannot trade in the stock market while they're in office. Is that
correct?
Okay. I don't think this is in the Bible, is it, Ray?
It is not.
The subject? Okay. So it's not in the Bible. So what I'm about to say is a matter of personal opinion, which people can feel free to disagree with. I'm good with that. And I promise not to call you a second tier Christian. is this? I don't have a problem with congressmen and senators or a president, vice president. This is me personally, and I understand why some people would disagree. I don't have a problem with them investing in the stock market. Okay, as long as it's disclosed.
Yes.
If it's disclosed, then it would keep it above board, and you wouldn't be able to get away with insider trading like Nancy Pelosi's accused of. So I would split the difference there and say you can invest in the stock market, but at the end of the year, you must disclose to the public, what the money you made and the investments you made. How about that?
The danger is that our legislators like Pelosi and all the rest of them know things about legislation that's coming that hasn't necessarily been disclosed, and they kind of know what it's going to do to the stock when they finally announce that there's this particular bill that's going to be passed. It's going to make it hard for them to get requirements.
Yeah, but that's what you pay stock market managers to do, too.
Well,
that's what they do for a living, is predict the future based on things they heard and seen.
Yeah, I think an example might be, let's say there's a committee and it's working behind closed doors, and they decide they're going to remove some regulations, environmental regulations.
Right, that would affect a particular industry?
That would affect Chevron, okay, whatever the case may be.
Gotcha.
And before telling the public, they go out and buy a whole bunch of Chevron stock. And then they tell the public.
Right.
So, you know,
that
politician's going to make a whole pile of money.
Right.
So that, and that's the definition of insider trading, right, and there's laws against that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my opinion. So, you know, with Trump calling people names, even people who are his friends, it's just, that's the way it's always in. That's the way he treats people. And it's, I know people say, yeah, but they'll be friends again next week. Well, yeah, that's true, but it still doesn't excuse Trump for acting like a child when he calls people names.
Yeah.
Like Josh Hawley is an excellent senator from Missouri. He's not a second tier senator.
No.
And
no.
Very good supporter of President Trump.
He's Trump's friend.
Yeah. Yes.
In the Senate, and Trump just can't help himself.
And Senator Grassley's one of the great,
yeah,
great senators. Been how many terms has he served?
Oh my,
for hours. He's been there.
What did he call Grassley?
Second tier.
No, he called Josh Hawley second tier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he called Grassley a rhino and sneaky.
That is not. Oh, good night.
A rhino and sneaky. You know the but
he's
Trump.
Neither.
I would just say this, and we'll move on from this topic. Trump does this because there are never any consequences to it.
Sure.
He is king, and that's for better or for worse.
Yeah.
So he uses that. He knows that there's no – he knows that whoever he calls names will come begging for his help tomorrow, and he knows that, and he uses that to his advantage. Now, that's a
New terrible – New York brawler.
That's a terrible character flaw. Yeah. That he has, but he does so many good things that I think people are willing to overlook.
He does it because it works for him. Exactly what you said. Right. He calls Josh Hawley those names, and the senator comes in and says, "Well, we had a really good meeting."
Right, right. Now, the Senator Hawley, if somebody else called him a second tier, and it wasn't the president of the United States, he would probably not have anything to do with him anymore. Mm. Okay.
Right.
But because he's dealing with Trump and the presidency, you have to bow the knee to, and if he calls you a name, he calls you a name. You just go on and try to make the best of it. Go ahead, Steve. Next story.
All right. Have you ever wanted to buy a nice car, but you didn't think you had the income for it?
You're talking for 99% of Americans right
I
there.
I think
Steve.
I might be. There's a poor, and I don't have the story in front of me, but Fred does. There's a poor lady that is on Medicaid, and she's just been scrimping. She's just been scrimping by, but she did manage to save enough money to buy a Lamborghini. Fred?
This story was in, was this on Fox News?
This is on Fox News. Okay, it's a story out of Slidell, Louisiana.
Okay.
I think we have a few listeners.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners in that area.
Now, you know, Elon Musk was brought in, Doge, to kind of clean up. He made allegations about, you know, people fraudulently getting Medicaid, et cetera, et cetera. So here's a story. 35-year-old Candace Taylor has been arrested by federal authorities. According to this Fox News story, Taylor initially applied for Medicaid in May of 2019 under the alias of Candace Saylor, according to Fox News, listing a biweekly income of $1,900 and no dependents, authorities said. The application was denied. Less than a year later, she reapplied under the same misspelled name, prosecutors say. She was allegedly inconsistent with the years she reported having a dependent. Investigators eventually discovered she owned six different businesses that generated more than $9.5 million between January 2020 and December 2024, according to court documents. And a look at her accounts revealed deposits totaling $480,000, with over $325,000 directly attributable to Taylor's business activities. Other purchases included a $100,000 wire transfer to Tactical Fleet, an exotic car dealership followed by a 13,000 debit card transaction.
Are you starting to, this is all starting to run together, Fred.
For the purchase of a 2022 Lamborghini,
okay.
Authorities said.
But what's
bottom line on all of this, they say, the federal authorities say she was collecting Medicaid under false pretenses when in reality she was a very, very wealthy woman.
I wonder why you would do that and risk everything. For how much Medicaid, you said?
Medicaid.
What's Medicaid?
Medicaid is
health insurance.
Is health insurance
low-income
for very low-income folks.
Okay.
Like, take a single mom, you know,
she's
got two or three kids.
So she was abusing the system while she was becoming wealthy.
That's the allegation.
Otherwise wealthy on businesses that she operated.
Yeah, very much so.
You know, that's just dumb, though, to risk it all by getting Medicaid. And now her businesses are, her life is ruined.
Well, apparently, according to when Elon Musk and the president were friends. Elon Musk said that they found
a lot of
multiple cases of this kind of thing across the country.
What's she going to do with her Lamborghini? She get to keep that, though?
I don't know.
Can she drive it in jail? I don't know. Drive it around the exercise yard.
You don't go to jail long in America anymore, no matter what you do. So she'll be back out on the street.
Yeah.
Driving her Lamborghini. I don't know if she'll have to sell it or do you pay a fine or go to jail? I don't know. But anyway, a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in federal government programs for sure.
Yeah.
What's the, did you have, does this story need to be mentioned or no?
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
Steve is working on this story and it involves a Christian musician, Sean Foyt.
I've heard of him. A lot of people have heard of him. Right?
Yeah.
He's a worship leader, right?
He is a worship leader. He's been going up and down the West Coast mostly doing worship. He did one in Portland in the middle of Antifa.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But he had a lot of bookings for places in Canada. And the authorities in Canada are not allowing him to perform because he's outspoken against homosexuality and transsexuality. And even he was supposed to perform in a church in Montreal.
He did perform in Montreal, the one that let him. And the Montreal, the church has been fined $2,500 Canadian.
Yep. Yep.
Because they let him sing, and the police were there to protect the protesters, but they did nothing about protesters who went into the church throwing smoke bombs about.
What are they saying is wrong with Sean? Do you pronounce the name?
Foyt.
He's a worship leader. He's an American. He's known for...
He believes in biblical Christianity, and right now in Canada, Fred will attest to this, you really cannot be that without running afoul of the law.
Yep.
It says that the article says he's an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump, who he rose to prominence by holding worship services in the U.S. in protest of church lockdowns during COVID-19. Okay.
Yep.
This is why the left doesn't like him.
His concerts in Moncton, New Brunswick, Winnipeg, Manitoba have been canceled. Right now, I think, Steve, the only place where... Right now, he's scheduled to perform, and they haven't stopped it. Is Saskatoon, Saskatchewan?
So. Yeah.
Well, good for him. Maybe we can have him on our radio show.
We could try.
See if we can get him on. Sean Foyt. Good for him.
Yes.
All right, we are out of time. And Steve's going to go give me a spin in his Lamborghini.
Yeah. I went on Medicare.
Yeah, got you a Lamborghini?
You can afford a Ford Escort on Medicare.
Oh, a Ford Escort. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks to Fred, to Steve, to Chris, to Jenna, and Brent Creeley, our producer. Is that all that was on today? All right. Oh, Kamala Harris.
Well, yeah.
we featured her today. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.